Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Metal! The Fan Metal! And the Rangers have one more hell to climb, baby! But it's Moose Vancouver! The Rangers are headed to the final!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We lost again? Back it up. Yankees lost back-to-back game. Season's over. Just kidding. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'm in here watching the lucky-ass Boston Celtics. I just said to Marco, that game right there swings the series. If the Pacers take game one on the parquet floors in Boston in front of big, sloppy David Ortiz and these Celtics fans that were dead quiet, I was listening to the radio broadcast on my way back. They sucked the air out of that place. Whatever. You guys don't even care about the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA because the Knicks aren't playing. In 1 hour, it's officially Wednesday. The Rangers will be playing in the Conference Finals. And the Yankees lost, but so did the Mets. And we're going to get into it tonight. 877-337-6666. Oh, let me guess. The Yankees can't beat good teams. Oh, let me guess. Well, the Yankees are facing good pitching. Oh, let me guess. Clayton Andrews? Why the hell is Clayton Andrews in there? Straight up. In the stadium. Shout out to anyone I was with in the stadium. Shout out to Andrew Levy. Perfect Suite was lit tonight. 203 Creatures were lit tonight. Terror Squad, what up? Just not our night. Back-to-back nights. Two different ways to lose, but all in all, man, that Clayton Andrews appearance, why? It's okay. It is what it is. You're going to lose games, and I still can't even really be mad because law of averages, that's baseball Susan, but that's not Susan baseball. Like, you're going to lose, and the Mariners are a first-place team and a good team. Now, yeah, can we point to some reasons why the Yankees lost? You know, Aaron Boone was already in the postgame and said he liked the lane for him. As I'm sitting in section 124 after Gleyber homers, which if you can talk down on Gleyber Torres every single day like I do, you can also put respect on that man's name and give him some credit for coming through. After he skipped that ball past Anthony Rizzo last night, I did have some bets for Gleyber Torres to hit a home run today, but they were parlayed with a bunch of other things that did not happen. I had an inkling that Gleyber was going to have that weighing heavy on him and be locked in at the plate at some point tonight, and it's good to see Gleyber locked in at the plate. Now or never, Gleyber. Now or never. 877-337-6666. If you'd like to talk about the Yankees and Yankee Stadium and the Yankees losing to the Mariners, it's a four-game set, so now all they can do is potentially split the series. They can't win the series. And I don't know, maybe they lose the series. Bum, bum, bum. What? I thought they were going to go undefeated the whole month. First time they lost back-to-back games this month. Clayton Andrews, I know you guys are looking for something to be mad at. Some of you are just mad at Aaron Boone, right? I said Boone already said, in hindsight, that probably wasn't the best move. Thought we had a lane for him. Nah, that's tough. I saw my guy Brendan Cuddy write on Twitter about Clayton Andrews, who, like, if you listen to me every night, what did I tell you about this bullpen? It's ever changing. It's ever evolving. There's going to be a bunch of guys, a bunch of different names. But Brendan Cuddy writes, Clayton Andrews in, right before he gave up that solo shot and before he hit a bat, whatever. Clayton Andrews in. When he was called up yesterday, it was his first time ever in New York City. Wasn't even sure if he drove over the George Washington Bridge. It was all such a blur. Found out he was getting called up at 11:15 while he was in the supermarket in Scranton. Got to the Bronx by 2:30. So that's a lot to handle. Shell-shocked. It is what it is. You know what I said to somebody who was sitting next to me as we were talking about it in the game? And people were, you could hear some groans in the stadium. Like, why is this guy in? Why is this guy pitching right now when we just got back into the game? I said it's a four-game series. They probably had a doot-doot-doot pre-planned lane and pre-planned part of the game that they were going to put him in, and they rolled the dice there, and Boone talked about it, but it is what it is. I know you guys are going to be mad about that. All in all, Brian Wu and the Wu crew, Brian Wu pitched pretty well. What do you have, 7 strikeouts? And I think his prop was at 3.5. He pitched better than I thought he was going to do against this Yankees lineup. And let's talk about the Yankees lineup as I'm headed to the stadium today. And the Yankees lineup comes out. It's like, okay, Giancarlo Stanton is not in the lineup. And Trent Grisham is going to play. All right, whatever. All in all, you got to hit. And all in all, if you don't hit, you're not going to win. All in all, if you leave guys on base and you strike out and you're facing a team like the Mariners are a scrappy team like that with a bunch of random guys like Dylan Moore, right, who is a utility guy, but hey, he'll make you pay. I tip my cap to the Mariners and the Mariners fans, and, you know, they have a pretty solid team. I actually had a bet on them to make it to the World Series early in the year, like $9 on it. But they've been close. They've been around. And looking at their team tonight, they did enough again to win in Yankee Stadium, striking first. Like I said, with Dylan Moore hitting that 2-run shot after Rojas got on in the 3rd inning. And then, you know, you get to the 7th inning, they go up, Yankees respond, and then they continue to tack on in the 8th and the 9th. All in all, looking at the Yankees, right, Soto, 0-for-4, 2 Ks. Rizzo, 0-for. It's not enough. Cabrera, 0-for. Grisham, 0-for. And that's how you lose. 877-337-6666 for the Mets. They've also lost now back-to-back nights in Cleveland. Cleveland, this is for you. Lindor wishes he just stayed with the Windians. They got, you know, doubled. 3 doubles given up in the 3rd inning to go up 3-0. And they fought back a little bit. I'll say this. It's good to see Lindor with a couple knocks driving a run in. It's good to see guys like Starling Marte hitting the ball. It's good to see guys like Jeff McNeil hitting the ball out. Like guys that you're paying, guys that you're expecting to contribute, and a guy that you're supposed to be evaluating this year in Mark Vientos with a shot to deep center. And I don't know. All in all, Adrian Hauser gets the start. And I thought Adrian Hauser was moved to the bullpen. Whatever. Adrian Hauser gets the start. He gives up 6 hits, 6 earned runs, and he strikes out 4, and it's not enough. The Guardians are able to edge out the Mets 7-6. And like I said, that inning, the third inning is just double, scoring runs. And then they tack on 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th, and they don't need anything else to hold on to that lead. The Mets out-hit them 11-7. So there's some positives, but all in all, nothing is positive when you keep losing. You're 21-27. You lose another series here, and you don't feel great about where you are as far as a team, an organization, your identity, and it just seems like there's always something else. It's a Marte getting thrown out on the base pass, and then a random ejection. Lindor with the quote about how much he misses winning and being in Cleveland. And there's just a lot of different things that keep popping up for the Mets where it's like same old Mets and not good enough, but not even trolling, not kicking them while they're down, just stating what's going on with the Mets. You know, a lot of people are saying they're this close to being irrelevant. They are right now. And they're irrelevant because they have the highest payroll in baseball, right? Or, you know, they're facing one of the lower payrolls in baseball, and they're not able to beat that team. They're not able to go to Miami and beat the Marlins, another low payroll. And there's just confusion in a season where, you know, you're supposed to compete for a wild card, but also you lowered expectations, and some people thought you were punting, and guys are hurt, and I don't know. Where do they go from here? They come back home, and they've got to face some tough competition, and it's probably not going to get better before it gets worse. For a while, they were around 500, and I was like, they got to rip off a win streak, and they weren't able to do that, and now it seems like they're sinking further and further. At least the Yankees were able to rip off a win streak where you don't feel so bad about losing back-to-back games, splitting a series here against a first-place team, but of course, people are going to have their thoughts and narratives about, oh, who have they beaten? Oh, here's a better team. Here's a team above 500. The Yankees are a good team. The Yankees are arguably the best team in the American League. And yeah, they did build themselves a little bit of a cushion, but it's time for them to get off the mat a bit. And we'll see if they can do that the next 2 days. 87-7, 33-7, 66-66. So I mentioned the Celtics. The Celtics barely survive game one. I just don't even want to watch the Celtics Pacers play. Like, whatever. Just I'd rather the Pacers beat the Celtics just so the Celtics collapse and fail again as the one seed. But nobody wants to see the Pacers in the NBA Finals. So I guess you want to see the Celtics. But whatever. That game right there swung the series. Remember I'm saying that. Whether the Celtics win, I think the Celtics probably win in 6. I don't think they win in 7. Maybe they even gentlemen sweep now because the Pacers lost that game. The Pacers had it. They had it. Jaylen Brown throws up a prayer. It's answered. And then they lose in overtime. The Pacers go down 133-128 to the Celtics, and they absolutely had that game. They had them late. They had them with 5 minutes left, 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left, seconds left, and they fumble that one. And, yeah, like I said, as we get closer to 12 o'clock midnight, we turn the page. It seems like a long time since the Rangers have played. Like, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it seems like a long time since, what, Friday? Yeah, that is a long time. I don't know. Here we go. Madison Square Garden tickets are somebody's rent. And let's see what the Florida Panthers got going on. Are you guys afraid of the Florida Panthers? I know they're good or whatever, but like, I don't think you should be afraid of Florida Panthers. Did Evan Roberts really claim the Florida Panthers as his team because of his family? You can't do that, Evan. I know you want to go against, but Florida, the Panthers, there's no reason for this. 877-337-6666. And, of course, I know you guys want to talk about the J-E-T-S, Jets, because Aaron Rodgers is talking. When is he not? Aaron Rodgers is back in action. Oh, yeah, in a red jersey and shorts. Like, you guys do care about Aaron Rodgers so much that, like, he can make news talking about anything with this team, and just, like, people are jazzed up about him throwing passes on air. And it's just, to me, it's, I don't know. I know football's coming, but this isn't real football. This is nonsense. This is just the NFL trying to, like, you know, stay in the front of everybody's minds. What these guys are doing right now, they are hanging out at the facility. They're doing a little bit of football activities. They're getting to know each other, and they're meeting the media. And Aaron Rodgers is doing what he does. He's talking. Enough with the talking. I get it. You know, Sauce Gardner talking too. Oh, yeah, I think we can win a championship. Yeah. Okay, duh. Get to the playoffs. Get to the playoffs. And that's so far from now. But I'll take your calls on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers in practice slinging it, and vibes are high, vibes are good. I was driving to Yankee Stadium today thinking about, man, how crazy is it that fast? We're like, okay, healthy Aaron Rodgers, here we go again. Let's try this again. And Aaron Rodgers spoke to it saying, you know, if we don't succeed, a lot of us are gone. A lot of us are out. And, of course, they took questions on Nathaniel Hackett and everything else. So Jets fans chime in. Giants fans chime in. I will say Daniel Jones is participating right now. And if you've heard me talk about Daniel Jones, I don't think he's going to be cleared for preseason contact, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's superhuman. Maybe he's progressed faster than I actually thought, and he's going to be ready to go, which is a good thing. You need that guy ready to go. You're paying him, and he's the best quarterback you have on the roster. So that's what we're talking about tonight on The Fan. 877-337-6666. Back from Yankee Stadium yelling and screaming, come on, Kleber! But the Yankees lose again. The Mets lose again. The Pacers lose. And we're hoping that the Rangers can get a win as we get closer to the start of Game 1 in their series.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.